This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Campaigning for the first phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand ended yesterday. Polling in this phase will be held in 43 constituencies tomorrow. Star campaigners of both NDA and India Bloc made last-ditch efforts for the woo voters in the favour of party candidates. Meanwhile, polling teams have been dispatched to the stations from yesterday. Chief Electoral Officer K. Ravi Kumar said that the polling parties have been sent to 225 polling stations in the sensitive districts of West Singhbhum, Latehar, Lohardaga, Gadwa and Gumla. To support this, the Indian Air Force helicopters have been used to transport the polling officials safely. Jharkhand Chief Electoral Officer has suspended Under Secretary Sanjay Kumar Srivastav following the violation of the Model Code of Conduct. Voting for the second phase of the state will take place for 38 states on the 20th of this month. Campaigning also concluded for by-elections to 33 assembly constituencies in 11 states in Kerala's Wayanad parliamentary seat yesterday. By-polls will be held on tomorrow for 7 seats in Rajasthan, 6 in West Bengal, 5 seats in Assam, 4 in Bihar, 3 seats in Karnataka and 2 each in Madhya Pradesh and Sikkim. Besides the assembly by-polls, it will also take place for 1 seat each in Kerala, Chhattisgarh, Gujarat and Meghalaya. In Maharashtra, political parties have revamped up the efforts with rallies and roadshows to secure the voters' support for the assembly polls. Voting in the state for 288 constituencies will be held on the 20th of this month. Meanwhile, the BJP has urged the Election Commission to take the action against the Congress leader Rahul Gandhi, alleging that he's once again attempted to spread the falsehood regarding the Maharashtra assembly polls. The ruling party called the poll panel to act against the Congress MP for the gross violation of the Model Code of Conduct, referring to the section of the speech in Mumbai last week. President Draupadi Murmu will undertake a three-day visit to the Union Territory of Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu from today. On the first day of the tour, the President will visit the aviary of the Jampur Government Engineering College and NIFT campus in Daman. On the second day, she will visit Namo Medical Education and Research Institution of Silvassa. During a visit, the President will interact with the students and the faculty of various educational institutions. She will also inaugurate the Zanda Chowk School and address the public function to the Silvassa. She will also visit the INS Kukri Memorial in Diu. The Vice President of India, Jagdeep Dhankar, is visiting Punjab Agriculture University, Ludhiana today. He will be the chief guest at the inaugural function of International Conference 2024, Transforming Agri-Food Systems in Face of Climate Change and Energy Transition. Punjab Governor Gulab Chand Kataria and Chief Minister Bhagwant Singh Mann will also participate in this conference. Later, he will interact with the students and the teachers of Satpal Mittal School in the city during the 32nd edition of the Satpal Mittal National Awards. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday participated in the celebration of Igas festival at the residence of Lok Sabha MP from Uttarakhand, Anil Baruni, in New Delhi. Igas is a traditional festival of lights of Uttarakhand. In a social media post, Mr. Modi extended his congratulations to the fellow countrymen and the people of Uttarakhand on this occasion. President Draupadi Murmu yesterday hosted a dinner in New Delhi to welcome the newly sworn-in Chief Justice of India, Justice Sanjeev Khanna, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, the Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, former CGI Dr. Justice D.Y. Chandrachud and other dignitaries including the judges of the Supreme Court and the Chief Justices of the High Court also attended the dinner. The President-elect Donald Trump announced the Elise Stefanik as the U.S. permanent representative to the United Nations, a cabinet-level position. The appointment of Stefanik, whom Mr. Trump called an incredibly strong, tough and smart America first fighter, sets the stage of the resurrection of the confrontation of the U.N., which marked his first term. She is the second nominee to his cabinet after Susie Wills, whom he named after the chief of staff. And that is the end of this news bulletin.